Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Yud Bet. Continuing with some of the halacha related to Erev Shabbos, the Gemara quotes Tana de Rabbi Yishmael that a person may go out, wearing tefillin in Erev Shabbos just before it gets dark. The issue would be one could forget and end up carrying the tefillin on Shabbos. So here we're not concerned because of the teaching of Rabbi Rav Huna, who says that a person is supposed to touch his tefillin at all times that they're on him. This constant awareness is learned out from the tzitz, which was the headpiece in the uniform of the Kohen Gadol, where the Torah says, Vayal mitzchot tamid, it has to be on his forehead at all times, and mentions Shem's name on the tzitz itself. But it only mentions Hashem's name once, whereas tefillin have numerous mentions of Hashem's name. Kal vachomer, we learn one should be aware, definitely be aware of tefillin that's on him. Therefore, a person has to always check. So we're not afraid that a person is going to, chas v'shalom, be carrying their tefillin on Shabbos and not supposed to be wearing it. On its own, and it's a remarkable idea that tefillin are even compared to the tzitz, which was adorned by an individual who has achieved such lofty kedusha, and tefillin is something that all people wear. Agav, Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Aleph, or Chaim Siman Lamed Aleph Sifal, writes that it is forbidden to put on tefillin on Shabbos, because Shabbos is called an os, ki os hi beinei veinechem, and if one would put on another os, it would be a disgrace to the os of Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah notes that Yom Tov is also called an os by Pesach Mitzrayim, and all of the Yom Tovs are encompassed through a hekesh comparison. The Mishnah Berurah also says that this prohibition is so severe, and if one wore the tefillin for the Shem Mitzvah, of tefillin, this would be a violation of the Torah prohibition of Baal Tosif, adding to a mitzvah that is written in the Torah. The Kaf Chaim says that there are other Kabbalistic reasons why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos based on the writings of the Rizal, and without tefillin on Shabbos, we have two Edim, which are the Bris Milah and Shabbos. And the Smag said, and Kaf Chaim quotes the Smag, that if one couldn't have a Bris Milah for a medical or family medical history reason, one would not then put on tefillin on Shabbos. In terms of Hilchos Mokza, not all poskim agreed with the Shulchan Aruch that it was asur to wear tefillin on Shabbos, just simply one is exempt. Therefore, if one needed to move tefillin on Shabbos, the tzorach makoma, let's say it's on a seat, on a chair, left on a chair before Shabbos, you walk, you need to sit in that chair. So all would agree it's mutter to move, because at the worst, at the most, the tefillin is categorized as a kli shel malach dole iser, which one is allowed to move letzarach gufo, letzarach makoma, but letzel, mechama letzel, to remove an item that it shouldn't get destroyed or broken, that is only permissible to move if the item is a kli shel malach dole heter. So only according to those opinions who held that it's a ptur on Shabbos for tefillin and not an iser would categorize tefillin as a kli shel malach dole leheter, which would be allowed to remove, if not so that it shouldn't get broken. So our Gemara has a parallel halacha that one should check their pockets before leaving the house just before Shabbos, lest they carry an item outside from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So this is referred to as a Hilchasa Rabsa, significant halacha. So the Maisa, there's a discussion of the applicability of Zman HaZev, this halacha, because our Rishuyos, the mains we have today, are not truly Torah level Rishus HaRabim. It's very hard to find the Rishus HaRabim, actual Rishus HaRabim today. So it's already knocked down to a Durbanan and Carmelis. Lemaisa, one should be cautious of this more on the Muksa issue than on the Hatzah one. This would apply even in a city with an Eruv. Classic case is a person forgot to leave their car keys in shul. They drove to shul. They walked in the shul. They forgot to put their car keys somewhere in the shul that they could pick up after Marv, after Shabbos. And they walked out of shul on Friday night and they realized, oh, I have my keys in my pocket. They walked out of shul. And even in a place with an Eruv, there might be an issue of carrying keys, which are something that person has no need at all to use in shops. One should be careful about this. Al Pi Machshava, Rav Kook has a fantastic insight on halacha by tefillin. Tefillin symbolize an external kedusha. This idea that's worn on the body. It's meant to bring on an internal kedusha. Through the wearing of the tefillin, brings on internal feelings of ruchnius. So through the active, which is the whole purpose of the 6 days of the week. But by Shabbos and Yom Tov, the whole experience is more elevated, internal, and we're at rest, and absent of the external piece. Therefore, tefillin are designated for weekdays. While Shabbos and Yom Tov, since they're in osa themselves, no tefillin is needed. That nevertheless, we may not remove the tefillin before Shabbos actually comes in, because the Kedusha Atzmis, this Kedusha's internal Kedusha Shabbos, is not yet set in, one still needs a tefillin to do its job.